Part 2. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear two friends talking about a rock band called the Rolling Boys. What do they like about it? A. Their music is great. B. They are all great musicians. C. They are always nice to their fans.
What a great show! I love this band. I listen to them, like, a lot. It's the first time I see them live, and now I love them much more.
I love them too, but I wonder why they didn't play The Top, Going Fast, and Mystery. Those are their best songs.
You are right, but I like what they did on stage. Actually, they were interviewed last night and said they wanted their fans to know their new stuff. And I think it was a good idea, because what they do and how they play is just awesome. It's hard to believe they have university degrees in music and even higher education. But I guess that's what makes them so great.
Yes, talent and education is a perfect mix. And I love the fact that they always put their fans first. But I really wanted to enjoy those songs live.
You said it, and I agree. I love that they put their fans first. And maybe you don't know, but there will be an unplugged show in their hotel tomorrow night. And guess what?
What is it?
I got tickets for both of us, so there's another chance to hear your favorite songs live.
Wow! Great musicians, great music, and the nicest friend ever. It's going to be a memorable night.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about song lyrics. The girl thinks that lyrics should A. Be used to send positive messages. B. Be used to tell people what to do. C. Be used to make people feel like partying.
Hey, finally you got home. Why did it take you so long?
Sorry, I had some homework to complete, but it's all done now. So, what do you think?
Wow, wow, wow! This anniversary box is great! Look, there's a lyrics book.
Oh, really? Let me see it. It's brilliant. So are the lyrics.
There's always powerful words in their lyrics. I love the effect they have on people. Well, that's what lyrics should be for, right?
Yes, that's right. And they are very careful with that. I saw an interview on the internet and the band explained that it was not them who had to tell people what to do, whether in life or for having fun, you know? Their music is so energetic that the press has always tried to label them as a party band. But it's nothing like that. And they made it clear in the interview.
Yes, they have always said that they work exhaustively in the words because their aim has always been to help people get back on track after going through low and great times. And I can feel that every time I listen to them.
Many people criticize them without knowing anything about them. They all have university education in music and literature. They work with some charity institutions and foundations. Isn't that enough to show some respect?
You are right. Hey, how about not going to the party tonight so we can watch all these new brand DVDs?
Yeah, let's do that.
Ten. You will hear a boy telling his friend about a dancing class he has joined. How does he feel about it? A. Fascinated by the steps he can do now. B. Fascinated with making new friends every day. C. Fascinated by the steps he will learn in the future.
You'll never guess what I just did.
What? What did you do?
I joined a dancing class this morning.
No way! Really? That's great! Well, I've always tried to teach you some steps, but you never accepted.
Yes, and I really thank you for that. It's just that every time it was dancing time, I got like super shy and got frozen. I didn't know what to do. But now I can tell that it all will be different. That class is great, and I made some new friends. They are all nice. Would you like to join the class too? Please say yes. You're a great dancer, no doubt. It's just that I'd like we could take the class together. And check this, learning some steps from the class and learning some steps from you, and then practicing all the steps with you will be awesome.
All right. It seems that you have it all planned. Sure, I'll join the class, but I won't be able to attend every day. Is that okay?
Yes, we'll talk to the instructor. What a great dancing future is waiting for me, huh?
You will hear two friends talking about dressing styles. The girl advises the boy to A. Try some combinations before choosing. B. Choose whatever he likes if it makes him feel good. C. Think carefully about the event he is attending before choosing.
Hey, you've been to the Glamour. That's a wonderful clothing shop, isn't it?
Yes, it is great. The best I've seen in years. Look, I got these leggings. These tops, this sweatshirt, and these trainers, they are all for my next running race.
Well, all those are like, wow, nice and cool, but you will be running. Won't it all make you feel like not completely free to run? I mean, you ought to feel light, not tight. The colors and the styles match, and if it were a party or if you were to go out with friends, that would be just great, don't you think?
Wait there! I won't participate as a runner this time. I am the training team leader.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Then I guess you will look marvelous.
It's okay. You know I am a fashion freak, and going for a certain way of combining things is a personal decision. And on the other hand, many people think that it doesn't matter what you wear as long as you feel good with your look. But in my opinion, you ought to think of the context, mainly of the context. That way you will pick the right things and the result will make you feel happy.
Wow, that's like professional fashion talking. Thanks for the advice and sorry again.
You will hear two friends talking about a film they just saw. They agree that it A. had lots of action and the acting was great. B. had realistic characters and the story was kind of unreal. C. had an expected ending as the good man was solving everything.
Too bad the film finished! I liked it very much. It's exciting all the way through!
Yes, it was brilliant. There was a moment I thought it would be the same good guy story. You know, one man being everybody's hero. But it was not. Actually, it got a bit slower in the middle when they found the aircraft. But the acting turned it into something unexpected and amazingly catching.
I know what you mean. It reminds me of all those films whose stories can be predicted, regardless of the quality of the acting. Like realistic characters but dull stories. The always same ending, everybody being saved by one single man.
I kind of thought it would be the case with this film. Fortunately, it was not.
What about going to the shops now? I still have to get some.
13. You will hear two friends talking about a restaurant they have been to. They agree that A. the environment is very relaxing. B. the food and service are unbelievably good. C. The bill should have showed a lower price.
So, how did you like the restaurant?
Incredible! Thanks for telling me about it. It's got everything. Great environment, good service, all at a convenient cost.
I knew you'd love it. I think the same as you. but in my opinion, it has something no other restaurant I've been to has. That is a feeling of calm. You feel it the moment you walk in, while you are having your meal, and even when it's time to walk out. You wish you didn't have to go.
Yes, I agree. Many restaurants have a good service. Different, but good. However, I can't tell the same about the price.
Yeah, sometimes the prices on the bill vary from the ones on the menu. And when you ask for an explanation, they always come up with the same extra charge thing.
Well, I guess we have just found our perfect place to share a meal.
Yep, no doubt.